by other Cows Hills, Barry or I think Bill. Great one, though. And we started off with Drunken Prayer, Bedside of a Neighbor. Yeah, great. All right, we got time for maybe one or two more. Jim Price is here, ready to go. And, you know, I've discovered... I can't believe I missed this album. I know I've been babbling about this before, but when it came out, the Bill Fox album before I went to Harvard, you know, because I was a huge fan of his. And then he kind of checked out of the music scene, and now he's back. And Michael Shelley was talking about he's going to have him on soon. I hope so. That's going to be great. I had him on at my other previous station back in like 1997, and he was just an amazing guest. So anyway, here's one from this Before I Went to Harvard album, which came out, I think, in 2010 or 11. It was reissued to a wider audience in 2017 and only recently hit the digital realm. So we're thankfully I stumbled upon it. Or I guess if you don't like Bill Fox, I guess much to your dismay. But, well, in my OCD, I've only got two or three more to go on this album, so hang in there with me. Anyway, this is a great one called Green Love. Bill Fox, here at WFMU.
After the valley, after the heartbreak, after the flower, after the sun.
All right, Bill Fox rounding things out today, or closing things out, I should say. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in and hanging out today. And RIP to Catherine O'Hara again, of course. And, yeah. All right. It's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. And Jim Price is next, and we got a special treat. Jim is performing a Gilbert O'Sullivan song today. What song is it, Jim?
It's called Houdini Said.
Nice. And you're going to accompany yourself on a cardboard box?
Yeah, I felt the song needs it.
All right. Well, take it away, Jim.
Houdini said to get out of bed was the hardest thing he could do. Yet when he's tied, straight jacket plied, he's out at the count of two. Seems elementary, my dear Watson, I know. But think what would happen if, for instance, this show that I'm in should be not 1 minute, but two. Thank you. Scott, you're on turntable two.
Turntable two, Jim.
Turntable two. Scott's songs today, they have a common theme. If you're guessing tall, well, you might be right. Here he is.
My friends, in the light of present day developments, let me say right away that I do not regard existing conditions lightly. On the contrary, I have always regarded them as subjects of the gravest responsibility and shall ever continue to do so. Indeed, I will even go further and state quite categorically that I am more than sensible of the definition of the precise issues which are at this very moment concerning us all. We must build, but we must build surely. Let me say just this. If any part of what I am saying is challenged, then I am more than ready to meet such a challenge. For I have no doubt whatsoever that whatever I may have said in the past, or what I am saying now, is the exact, literal, and absolute truth as to the state of the case. I put it to you that this is not the time for vague promises of better things to come.
Good.
For if I were to convey to you a spirit of false optimism, then I should be neither fair to you nor true to myself. But does this mean, I hear you cry, that we can no longer look forward to the future that is to come? Certainly not.
What about the workers?
What about the workers indeed, sir? Grasp, I beseech you, with both hands. I'm so sorry, I beg your pardon, madam. The opportunities that are offered. Let us assume a bold front and go forward together. Let us carry the fight against ignorance to the far corners of the earth. Because it is a fight which concerns us all. And now, finally, my friends, in conclusion, let me say just this.